Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Shawnee, Kansas. I don't think I've stepped foot in that church for almost 26 years. Probably wouldn't even recognize it if I drove by. But I've always said that that church played a unique role in me figuring out that I was made for the priesthood. Of course, there's plenty to the story before, plenty after. But when Bishop Rungart asked each priest this weekend to share something of the story of his call, that's what came to mind. Good Shepherd wasn't the first place that I encountered the Lord. I was blessed to grow up with parents who loved God even more than they loved me. They're here in the parish, actually. Not because they follow me around, but because this was our parish growing up. Well, technically not this cathedral, which didn't yet exist, but Sacred Heart Cathedral here in Dodge City. And so my life included activities and ministries here and continued when I went to college in Manhattan. Some of those activities even included the priesthood and great priests. But I didn't abandon my nets the first time Jesus called, like Peter and Andrew did. I had other plans that couldn't possibly be interrupted. Those plans included an internship in Kansas City after my junior year. It was a good job and a good summer, even though I hardly knew anyone there. But perhaps the decision of greatest consequence was to stop and pray at this church that I passed by, called Good Shepherd. I didn't do it a lot, maybe just a few times. I just sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament, kind of like we'll do once a month, starting today at the end of Mass. And I think for the first time, in a real significant way, I asked the question, Lord, what do you want? Before that, most of my questions involved me. How much do I want to make? Who do I want to marry? Where do I want to live? And once I asked a different question, crazy enough, I got a different answer. Even though I returned for my senior year, it was clear that there was a different path that would lead to my happiness. The same path that has led me here today. So Bishop has designated this as Called by Name Sunday. It's an opportunity for us as individuals to be open to God's calling in our lives and to allow God to call others through our invitation. So what I ask you to do now is to spread out the cards and the pencils that are at the ends of your pews. If you could do that. In a big church, it gets kind of complicated. The cards and pencils might be everywhere, but if you could find the cards and the pencils, if you have a pen or pencil of your own, that's fine too. If you need to pass them across the aisle or back and forth, that's okay. They might not be evenly spread out right now. And what I would ask of you is if there's someone you know who may be called to the priesthood or the religious life, I'd ask you to write down their name and whatever contact information you have on that card. So we're talking about men and women who are in high school, college, maybe working, could be in Dodge City, could be somewhere other than Dodge City. And those names will receive a communication from Bishop Rungart in the vocations office with encouragement to follow God's call. whatever that call may be. So if you don't know someone, well, that's okay. Maybe you know more than one person. That's okay too. Maybe you know someone who's not even in Dodge City, and that's fine as well. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to complete the card, and then we will continue with the creed, and you can just place your completed cards in the offertory basket when it comes around after the petitions. Thank you. For